Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
After 1 year, what have we learned from the Weinstein Report? This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. Today is the 1 year anniversary of the Weinstein Report being released to the public, and its worth and merit have been debated for most of those 365 days. Did UNC really need to commission the report that cost more than $3.5 million and pull our pants down again while all the other schools who are and were as guilty kept their britches up? Did we learn anything substantially different or more than we already knew from the prior investigations? Was it worth bringing the NCAA back to campus after they had delivered the original football probation and start a new probe that resulted in another notice of allegations? The answers are a matter of transparency versus protection of the university. Some people, including Chancellor Folt and the deposed Tom Ross, insisted we needed one more independent look. They claimed that transparency was more important than finally protecting the school's reputation that had already been severely tarnished. Publicly, the people in charge say yes, the Weinstein Report was worth every cent, every smidgen of new info, although nothing really significant was uncovered, every ream of bad publicity that followed from the media to the message boards, and every recruit lost by the football and basketball programs. I am betting that privately, some of them now know it was a mistake, that protecting the UNC brand was more important than publicly rehashing the entire academic scandal when 70 new policies and changes had already been implemented. Either way, Carolina was going to be continually criticized by the sensational coverage and the enemies wearing different colors. Personally, I wish we had been tougher. Said we screwed up, we found it, we fixed it, and we're moving on. Yes, a role of leadership is to be transparent, especially at a state university. But if it's new leadership trying to look strong while reopening the floodgates, it was time to protect the university from suffering more damage. I wouldn't say that if UNC didn't care about doing it the right way, because I know it does, and acted accordingly in making the needed reforms. But further examination could have continued internally. It came time to stop giving a damn about what the naysayers, even among your own alumni, think. Instead, we suffered another needless round of scrutiny that will linger for years to come. Happy birthday, Weinstein. This is our chance. See you.